Hi, my name is Katrin.
And I'm Jo, and you are listening to our podcast, The Social Network, where we discuss all things social media. And today we have a very interesting topic prepared for you. Katrin, have you already posted something on social media today?
No, actually I have not.
Oh, why? Have you at least checked your profiles?
No, I used the time I had to spend time with my cats and prepare for work.
Oh, now I feel kind of bad. I spent the entire morning scrolling on Instagram.
Yeah, I used to be like that too. But I realized that social media had a negative impact on my self-perception.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I just noticed that being connected on the internet 24/7 wasn't good for my mental health. I constantly compared myself to others. I thought my skin looked bad, my eyes were too small, and that I needed to lose weight. I really thought I had to fix a lot about myself, and when I realized that it's not an easy fix, I started showing symptoms of depression. Do you use filters on your photos before you post them?
Yeah, of course I do. It connects me to other people on the internet, some of which I really admire.
And that's exactly where our topic begins. Humans have never been more connected than right now, all thanks to the internet. But while that sounds very nice and promising at first, there are also many negative aspects of being constantly connected online. And what kind of connection is that, where you post pictures that do not really show the truth of what you look like?
Could you explain that? Because I don't see a problem with that, really. I mean, behind the filter is a real person and a real face. It's just a little modified. I think it's like using makeup. You can't tell me using makeup is distorting the truth of what we look like.
I'm not trying to. These beauty filters, however, do more than makeup. A lot of filters change your bone structure, your eye shape, the size of your nose. If you use filters on your face that falsen your appearance, and then use that to build connections, then those connections are based on something that is not true. Because the way you present yourself is not true. You create a false reality and distort the image of yourself, and thus you also become unhappy.
Wait, so what you're saying is that the connections we make on the internet aren't real if they're established with filters?
Don't you think so?
I mean, I haven't thought about it before. Everyone does it, so how harmful can it be? I have seen a study by YMCA that 67% of young people do worry about their looks and in response do edit pictures of themselves before they post them online. And I'm gonna be honest, it surprised me, but I didn't think much of it at the time. Now that we're talking about it though, these numbers are actually alarming. 67% of young people don't think their real appearance is enough for other people to want to connect with them. And if I use these filters, then I am one of those people talked about in the study, right?
You don't have to be, though. Do you feel like you need to change something about your appearance?
I did, but if that means that the connections I form are not real or sincere, then it's not really worth it, right? Maybe the focus should be reshifted towards whom we form connections with, regardless of how they look. Appearance does not equal character, after all. And it seems that in the age of social media, we sometimes forget that.
That's true. And it's important to talk about that so we can check ourselves, so that we don't get warped into this wrong self-perception. To be connected, you don't have to be perfect, and you don't have to be like other people. Just be yourself, and you will find connections with people that are worth way more than connections with people who are not even like you in any way.
Because connections with people who are like you, at least personality-wise, are more enjoyable than connections with people who only like you because of some filter on your face. And imagine yourself looking back at old pictures in 30 years and not even recognizing yourself just because you thought you needed to change your facial structure to get more connections. Personally, I would be so unhappy if that happened to me. Where's the fun in our youth if the only thing we do is worry about our appearance?
Exactly. So what we can draw from this is that there is a huge connection between social media and our self-perception. And not only that, when we start analyzing our appearance and start to change it just to appeal to others online, we also lose some of our self-worth.
And that would just lead us down the same rabbit hole. Social media and being online has made us so willing to drop our self-worth and change anything we can to make people like us that we have completely stopped caring about how dangerous and harmful this behavior is for ourselves. Instead of changing ourselves, we have to start working on why we feel this need to change, and then climb the ladder to work against this need and to accept ourselves as we are now.
And if anyone listening is now thinking, well, how do I even do that? Try starting small. Stop using filters altogether. Get used to your normal face again and try to stay positive about your appearance. Say to yourself, well, today my skin isn't looking its best, but I can still love myself the way I am. Or, my eyes are smaller than those of other people online, but I can see perfectly with them, and that's exactly what they're for.
And if those things don't help, and you notice that you're still struggling, go and ask someone for help. Friends or family, you name it. All those people know you and love you, and they have seen you all your life without filters on your pictures. If anyone knows that you don't have to be insecure, it's them.
Exactly. Thanks for listening.